Recently, Democratic Majority Leader Lyndon Johnson of Texas and Republican Minority Leader William Noland of California met with officials of the National Infantile Paralysis Foundation and the Surgeon General's office to urge all Americans to take advantage of the Salk anti-polio vaccine. Here is Senator Johnson.
I hope that the example given by the 60 million Americans who have already taken the Salk vaccine will encourage the rest of our citizens under age 40 to immediately begin the series of vaccinations before the polio season begins.
And now, Senator Noland.
I want to join Senator Johnson in appealing to my fellow citizens to take their anti-polio shots now. All children, young adults, and expectant mothers need the protection of the vaccines, and I hope that those who still remain unprotected will get their vaccinations before it is too late.
In Washington, Senator Hubert H. Humphrey of Minnesota met this week with representatives of the National Foundation for Infantile Paralysis and the Surgeon General's office to discuss the current polio vaccine situation in the state of Minnesota. To tell you about it now, here is Senator Humphrey.
From facts just supplied me, I have learned that 48% of the people in Minnesota between the ages of 1 to 40 have begun taking the series of Salk vaccinations to protect themselves from polio. Furthermore, nearly 98% of our children from 1 to 14 have had their shots. Now, I feel that they are doing a very wise thing, spending just a few moments of their time to guarantee against a lifetime in an iron lung or a wheelchair. However, other figures provided by our own state health officers, the Surgeon General's office, and the National Foundation for Infantile Paralysis are not so encouraging. They show that large numbers of our preschool children, teenagers, and young adults are still unprotected from paralytic polio. Now, for example, only 34% of our older teenagers and only about 20% of our young adults have started their shots. I want to personally urge all parents to have their preschool children and teenage children vaccinated at the earliest opportunity. And I hope that the same parents will not forget to get the Salk shots for themselves. They and other young adults should remember that their children's shots and those of their neighbors will not protect them against paralytic polio.